This Wednesday, the Long Island Free Space sponsored a gathering at the Huntington Unitarian Universalist Church to address labor issues facing youth and immigrants in New York City. We're joined now on the phone by Big Jim of the Youth Worker Center at the Free Space, one of the organizers of the New Labor Convergence, to report back on the event. Welcome to Rise Up Radio.
Thank you.
So how was the event? How was attendance, and how were the speakers?
The event went very, very well. The speakers were, of course, amazing. Attendance was about 65 people, which was just about what we were expecting, which we were very happy about.
Can you speak up a little bit, Jim?
Sure. Well, I was saying how the event went very well. There were about 65 people there, which is what we were hoping for, and the speakers were amazing.
And again, this was a focus on workers' centers and what they're doing around organizing immigrant workers and youth in New York City. Can you talk about who that was who spoke and what they addressed?
Sure. The first speaker was someone from the Youth Worker Center. His name is Billy, and he talked about his own experiences in the workforce, how he was ultra-exploited as a youth. And we also wanted to talk about how students are workers on their own, workers in the social factory, and you know they go to a factory every day. You know the bell rings, they move from one place to the other to sort of be produced as the workforce coming out. And so then we went to Nieves from Make the Road by Walking, and she talked about her worker center, the one that she works for, and you know she went to the horrible conditions in Bushwick, Brooklyn, where they're located, for workers in that area, and how Make the Road and Workers in Action, her program, fights for back pay, wages. They've won about almost $1 million, which is quite substantial for workers and their families, from the you know the factories that exploit them and refuse to pay overtime and things like that. So then we went to Nadia from the Workplace Project of Long Island. They organize in the Latino community here. She talked about many things, but one thing she talked about was how one of their organizers was recently arrested and how the Homeland Security is trying to deport him on very old charges that, in my opinion, are just a front because they see him as a threat, we went to Saru and Fakak from Rock New York, and they were simply amazing. They talked about the restaurant industry in New York and how only 1% is organized under the Hotel Employees Restaurant Employees Local 100, and a general theme of the night, as well as what Saru talked about, was how unions are not cutting it alone, and some unions have recognized that and have asked for help and are seeking out new ways of organizing, and that's basically what all these worker centers are about.
Well, we have about less than a minute, Big Jim, of the Long Island Free Space. Can you just briefly tell people what the Youth Worker Center of the Long Island Free Space is about and how they can get more information?
Sure. The Free Space has a website. It's lifreespace.org, and the Youth Worker Center will have a website up on that shortly. Our next campaign is going into high schools and teaching students about their rights on the job, and also to explain to students how they are workers in more ways than they probably recognize. You can get more information there, and that's what we're doing.
Thanks so much, Big Jim of the Long Island Free Space. One of the organizers of the New Labor Convergence took place on Long Island this past Wednesday. You're listening to Rise Up Radio.
And we'll be speaking with another guest after a music break. The song is Buju Bantan, How Could You?
Every moment, every day, those who cry for
how could you?
That's How Could You from Buju Bonton. And this is Rise Up Radio. We'll wrap up today's show with a brief preview of an upcoming demonstration on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, protesting occupation and war under the Bush administration. We're joined on the phone by Nellie Bailey of the Harlem Tenants Council. Welcome, Nellie.
Thank you very much for having me on. Very quickly, this rally is going to be on Thursday, the 15th of January. It's from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's going to be in front of Madison Square Garden, and that's at 32nd Street and 7th Avenue. And, of course, as you said, the theme is really about bring the troops home now. And this rally is, of course, on the 75th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth. And this rally is being done in the spirit of King's anti-war stand in his analysis of war and greed.
Right. What about youth involvement in planning and the broader anti-war movement in New York City at this point?
Well, I'm happy to say we have a broad-based coalition in this group, including a number of youth groups. I would have to look carefully at the flyer here, youth groups that are involved in 1199. We've been in touch and have had representatives from SLAM, the Student Liberation Movement, at our meetings. So we feel pretty confident and very good about the coalition that we have been able to amass for this rally, including the participation of youth, and well, particularly youth of color, because unfortunately these are the young people across the country that are on the front lines in Iraq and in other wars of engagement that the U.S. is waging in about 134 countries.
And again, why should young people specifically turn out to this rally? How is it addressing issues relevant to their lives, to the lives of youth of color in New York City?
Oh, very definitely, because whether you're a youth or an older person, we all have to deal with issues of housing, health, education, and particularly for young people, they are the ones who are being targeted for this war. So the interest is one, if I was a person of youth, is really one of almost personal survival. Because I listened to your program this morning, and when you hear about what's going on in the schools, that these kids are being prepared for fodder for the war, and at the same time getting a brutal taste of repression at home, I think this this rally is in particular for youth, because they, I think, are more the targets than anyone else, from cheap labor pool to fodder for the war, repression at home, police brutality. When you look at the young men who have been killed by the New York City Police Department, they're all young people. So the issue is that this war and the impact of this war has a profound impact on all of us, but I think in particular youth, and in particular, again, youth of color. So it's very, very important for them to come out. And, of course, we're going to have youth speakers, and it's an event that everyone should support.
Nellie Bailey of the Harlem Tenants Council, one more time, information about where and when for this rally.
The rally is going to be on Thursday, the 17th of January. That's from 4:30 to 7 p.m. The site of the rally is in front of Madison Square Garden, and that's at 32nd Street and 7th Avenue. And telephone numbers for more information are New York Answer, 212-633-6646. Bread and Roses, 212-603-1192. And, of course, Harlem Tenants Council, 212-316-2240. Call any of those numbers. Come by, pick up flyers, help out, please, with distribution and outreach. And we need to make this, as well as all anti-war rallies, a success, because it really is the voice of the people and working people who will be expressed at this march, as so many others that we've had throughout the nation. Thank you very much for having me on now.
Thank you, Nellie Bailey of the Harlem Tenants Council. And, of course, that rally is addressing many of the issues that we have addressed today on the show, including police violence in New York City.